The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
And a high fly ball to left. The Dodgers are going to win it on a walk-off by Chris Taylor. 3-2, and the Dodgers lead the Rockies by a game and a half with 10 to play. Taylor, the walk-off winner.
Ugh. I know that the mentality in baseball is, hey, shower it off, come back the next day, start all over again. But this one's got to linger, doesn't it? The Rockies get a gutsy effort from Kyle Freeland, exactly what we thought we'd get from him. He hung in there. So did Clayton Kershaw, who wasn't electric either. The two of them combined, by the way, walked nine people, Kershaw and Freeland. But they hung in there. And the Rockies, though, get a hanging slider from Adam Ottavino. Taylor hits it out. Rockies hitters go 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position. Nolan Arenado commits two errors. By the way, did you see the highlight of the umpire in the way?
No.
Okay, so there's a little controversy there that Nolan came in with a slow ground ball, picked it up instead of throwing it to first. He whirled around and tried to catch the runner at third, napping. Ump was in the way, ball got behind, run ended up scoring. Ump's part of the field.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, play. So who's to blame for this loss?
You.
No.
You said they got to shower off. How do you shower off the Jinxie Cat smell? Right?
Look.
Yo.
Wait a minute. You and I both said they needed to go 7-3 on the homestand and build a two-game cushion. They did exactly that.
And I wasn't
supposed to be optimistic coming off of that.
You anointed them. I just know whenever the Rockies get somebody in scoring position, they're just going to plate that run.
I don't talk that way.
You're just completely jinxing.
No, I'm not jinxing.
You're to blame.
I'm not. Like we said earlier, the pucker factor right now is
you're
about 5.
Stumbling around.
Pucker factor is at about a 5.
All right, just go on to the next one.
Next on the Morning Brew.
With the vets, you got people like Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Case Keenum, and those are, you know, Von Miller. Those are the rock to your team. Those are the your core players that keep everything rolling, keep everything in line, and understanding that, you know, stay in our lane, do what we're supposed to do, and let them lead, and we follow. In order for us to be leaders one day, we got to be able to follow.
Oh, that's a great line from Philip Lindsay. In order to be great leaders one day, we have to learn how to follow.
Mm.
Isn't that what makes this rookie class so much different? For not the well-chronicled what they were in college, we know. But it seems like from what we've heard about past rookie classes, especially since the Super Bowl, rookies coming in, feeling a bit entitled.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like this class has come in, kept their head down, mouth shut, and just gone about their business.
They have. You see what I'm getting out here? My daytimer.
Are you going to steal from Philip Lindsay? You are.
I'm just going to put this down.
Wow.
P-L. That stands for Philip Lindsay.
Ah.
In order
to lead one day, in order to be a great leader?
A great
leader.
Great.
Play that again, will you, please, Millennial Ben? Want
to
make sure.
In order for us to be leaders one day, we got to be able to follow.
In order for us to be leaders one day, we have to be able to follow.
So I've changed a little bit to make it my own.
Oh, jeez. You know, it's one thing to steal my stuff. It's part of my contract. It's part of yours.
Yeah.
Intellectual property.
This is not really.
Who says that you can steal from Philip Lindsay?
I've changed it. So now I've made it my own. In order to be a great leader, you have to learn how to follow.
Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Wait, was he here yesterday?
He was not. No, I'm looking forward to visiting with him today and discussing that and some other things. I'm not going to get into the details of why he wasn't here or whether he was excused and all of those things. I just assume leave those things in-house.
That ship is listing.
Wow.
That ship on its side right now. Wow. Taking on water. You don't have enough buckets in Pittsburgh.
I mean, it's amazing. That's Mike Tomlin talking about Antonio Brown, who was absent from film session and meetings yesterday. Mm. And, I mean, it is... Pitt, the Steelers are burning right before our eyes. This thing is falling apart. This ship be sinking.
Yeah. Speaking of which, it's National
Need a Bigger Boat.
Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Well, the Black Pearl's going down.
It is going down.
Arg.
Arr. Shiver my timbers.
But seriously, now this is when Mike Tomlin decides to say,
"Oh, now
we're going to keep everything in house, guys."
Remember before Twitter, they don't take anything seriously, and blah, my player threatened to, you know, choke somebody out, whatever it is. Like, every single day, it's some other, you know, some other layer to the, I'm telling you what, you know, the writers right now of what soap operas are still on air. Like General, is that still going?
General Hospital. Days of Our Lives.
The writers of Days of Our Lives right now are just watching the Steelers organization and just pulling like material from what's going on there on a day to day basis. It's a mess. Just a mess, Mike. And don't play Rock Hoover stuff. I don't need any.
There you are. I'm beginning to give up on you.
It's great to see you, man.
Guiding
great
to see you, O'Neal. I don't believe it is.
No, I ended the guiding light. Small town 2 years.
This is Springfield. This is it in all of its glory. You know what? Maybe let's do a little research while you're here. That way you can write your next book about a small town.
And it's pretty, I can't remember what I was supposed to say.
I can't believe I'm sounding with such an unprofessional.
Stunning that soap operas are failing. Yeah. Next on the Morning Brew.
I want to go back and take care of the guys that block for me, the guys that caught the routes that I played, the kickers, the guys that I played with, the guys that I know that they know the same struggle. It's all about us as a team, not just Hall of Famers, but we have to start with the Hall of Famers because those are the most recognizable names.
Okay, how do you feel about this former NFL player where Eric Dickerson, the chairman of the Hall of Fame Players Committee, sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell saying that a group of high-profile Pro Football Hall of Famers would not attend the annual induction ceremony until Hall of Famers, until Hall of Famers receive health insurance and an annual salary that includes a share of league revenue. How do you feel as a former player being left out of this and that it's only the Hall of Famers that get all this?
Just, again, the amount of tone deafness of that letter when you just... And then he's come back and said, well, I want to do this for all players, but we have to start with the Hall of Famers. It just is ridiculous. And there's a lot of Hall of Famers that were not privy to this. They're going, whoa. You know,
Jerry Rice and... Kurt Warner both said, hey, whoa, don't put our names on this letter. We weren't part of this.
We're not part of this. It just is, again, the 1% of guys, the thing that kills you is there's a lot of guys that, you know, bled the same blood, sweat, the tears, that have the same problems, the same health problems. The guys that laid it on the line, that got no glory, that did it so you could get to the Hall of Fame, though, and we're going to start with us, you know, let's start with us, right? Let's make sure I get my back rub first, and eventually you'll get a back rub too, but not until I get mine.
We call it Hall of Fame trickle-down economics.
Yes, it's Hall of Fame trickle-down economics. Trust us on this one, fellas. Someday you're gonna get the benefit as well.
It's voodoo economics, okay?
VOODOO. Just the pretentiousness of that letter, the tone deafness of that letter is comical.
By the way, Walker Buehler starting for the Dodgers tonight. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.